It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. Well, our medical news of the week was a possible tuberculosis scare exposure on a plane heading towards Arizona that happened this week. And my next guest is an expert, and on to talk about it, Dr. Greg Moran, clinical professor of medicine at UCLA Medical Center. He's a board certified ER doctor as well as in internal medicine, infectious disease, and he's particularly interested in infectious disease, the emergency department where we tend to do get exposure to TB, but he also, very interestingly, was an advisor to the old NBC television program ER and a frequent guest to the show. Welcome back, Dr. Moran. Thanks for being
on. Glad to be here.
So, yes, this is, and it's interesting. So I guess somebody got on the flight, and it reminded me back in 2007, I remember talking about it in the media or something, a lawyer who supposedly had multi-drug resistant TB, an Andrew Speaker, somehow slipped through border control and was traveling, and there was a big issue with that. So how much of a problem do you think this is? Or first maybe talk about what happened this past week.
Right. So on this flight, apparently it was a relatively short flight. It was only a couple hours. And apparently a patient got on board the plane. And after the flight had taken off, he went on a list. There's a list that the CDC has. It's somewhat similar to the TSA's Do Not Fly list. It's called a Do Not Board list for people who have potentially contagious illnesses. And he apparently went on that list after the flight had already taken off. That was identified during the flight, and so the airline was notified that there was this potentially contagious patient on the flight. As they landed in Arizona, the pilot came on the announcer and told people on board that they may have possibly been exposed and they should see their doctors. Stewardess went over to this individual, put a mask on him, which might perhaps slightly reduce the risk during that few subsequent minutes that the plane was still there. So, you know, this is the kind of thing that people get very anxious about. I think a lot of people don't understand completely the risk of TB, how it spread, et cetera. And people are, I think, understandably concerned when something like this happens. But fortunately, the good news is that an exposure like this would be extremely low risk for such a short period of time. And in most circumstances, a airplane exposure like this would be extremely low risk.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, and you know what's interesting, I always say, geez, you know, everyone gets the media gets out these do not board, do not fly. How about all the other people that are traveling on the plane with that haven't even had identified communicable diseases in a global society? That's a big issue in and of itself. So at least, you know, they knew about this and they did tell people to check their doctors. But let's talk a little bit about TB. You know, what is it? How is it passed on to people?
So tuberculosis is a bacterial infection. It's an infection that is spread by airborne droplets. So patients who have active tuberculosis in their lungs, when they cough, they'll create an aerosol. And those tuberculosis bacteria are very, very tiny. They can remain suspended and float around in the air for a long period of time. So when other individuals breathe in that infected air, that's how they can become infected with tuberculosis. Now, thankfully, most people who become infected with tuberculosis never, ever get sick from it. About 90% of people who breathe in the tuberculosis bacteria, their immune system kicks in, they wall it off in the lung, they might have a tiny little nodule called a granuloma in their lung. They never get sick, they live a long, otherwise healthy life, and they are fine.
But now, would they test positive if for the TB that they've been exposed, so their TB test would then be positive from then on? Or
yes, and we can identify those individuals who are infected by doing TB skin tests. There are some blood tests also that can give us the same information. But basically, that just tells us that they have been infected. It tells us that their immune system recognizes and has responded to the tuberculosis infection.
Okay, and then it's walled it off, and is that called the latent TB then?
Yes, those people are considered to have latent tuberculosis. They're not sick, and most of them never get sick, but a small percent of them, about 5 to 10% over a lifetime, can go on to develop active tuberculosis infection, where the tuberculosis is actively growing in the body, typically in the lung. Sometimes it can happen in other parts of the body, but most commonly it's in the lung. They will get cough. They can get weight loss. They can get some fevers and night sweats, weight loss, those kinds of symptoms that can very slowly progress, typically over months.
Now, is but likewise, if there's a potential exposure and you've done the TB test that shows you might have been exposed, are people still using prophylactic antibiotics? Or, I mean, what's the recommendation for that?
Yes, for people who are identified as being especially newly infected with tuberculosis, people who are known not to be infected previously and now after an exposure have a positive tuberculosis test. Mm-hmm. We know that the highest risk of developing active disease is within the first year or two after infection. So those individuals would be at somewhat higher risk than somebody who was infected many years ago. Mm-hmm. And so in that circumstance, we typically do recommend giving preventive treatment. The idea is that we give a single antibiotic, usually over a six-month period of time, that will kill those last few little tuberculosis bacteria that can hide out in the body, because tuberculosis is good at that. A few of the bacteria can hide out in the middle of that little granuloma, and that can lead to reactivation down the line. So mm-hmm. the idea of treatment is that we can kill those last few tuberculosis bacteria that are hiding out and reduce the probability that somebody is going to get sick down the line. If they do get sick, when they have active disease, they have far greater numbers of bacteria in their bodies, so we can't effectively treat those individuals with one drug. And so typically, if people with active tuberculosis who are sick from it, we have to treat them with four drugs, and it's a lot more complicated and more side effects from the treatment.
Yeah, and so someone with latent TB, they can't really pass it on to people. It's only those with active TB.
Yes, that's correct. And in fact, there's even a wide variability of risk in people with active TB. Some people with active TB are coughing up very small amounts of tuberculosis, so it would take a pretty long exposure, you know, typically someone living in a household with them for a long period of time to be transmitted. Some people do have very heavy burdens of tuberculosis and cough up large amounts of TB. Those individuals maybe in some circumstances could realistically infect somebody else on an airplane, for example, even in a short period of time. The probability that TB is going to spread from one person to another depends on the amount of TB that's coughed up into the air, the kind of confinement of the space that would increase the density of TB in the air, and the length of time that the other individuals are exposed to that air. So typically,
right.
You know, one individual on an airplane is not going to create a huge amount of TB bacteria in the air. It's only a short period of time. So the risk in that setting is very low. And it's really much higher in people living for a long period of time in very confined spaces. TB is largely a disease of poverty, because it's a disease of people living in very confined spaces close together, and other things such as malnutrition and other poor living conditions will increase the likelihood that it will be transmitted.
Yes, and the thing is, I know that they might have falsely said, well, you know, about the vaccine. They recommended people get the vaccine after they might have been exposed. But that is the BCG vaccine, which other countries give to children before they've ever even been exposed to TB. Once you've been exposed, it doesn't really help, and we don't really use it here that much.
Yeah, we would never recommend that in this setting.
Right. That's exactly what I thought. Well, it's interesting for sure, and actually, you know, you definitely wouldn't you say more people have to worry about getting the flu on the plane right now? Than
yes, absolutely.
TB.
That would be the much higher risk.
Right, because everybody has it. I want to thank my guest. It's been an interesting talk, but get your flu shot too, and try to stay away from anyone coughing on a plane. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.